July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
celebrate the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball mess to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays are back at beautiful BayCare Ballpark. Admission to Tuesday night Threshers games in Clearwater starts at just $1 for berm tickets. Also enjoy other Dollar Tuesday favorites like Dollar Hot Dogs, popcorn, sodas, and 12-ounce draft beers. Threshers game time is 6:30 on Dollar Tuesdays at BayCare Ballpark. Check out threshersbaseball.com for the schedule and more information. Watch Phillies prospects take the field all summer. threshersbaseball.com. Baseball with a bite. Threshers Baseball is back with a bite. ThreshersBaseball.com has everything you need to know about catching the Phillies minor league prospects all summer at beautiful BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater. Threshers Baseball game affordable family-friendly entertainment like Dollar Tuesdays, Wednesday Silver Shark Seniors Club, and Thursday night Little Anglers Kids Club. ThreshersBaseball.com has the tickets and information to make your trip to BayCare Ballpark fun and memorable. The Clearwater Threshers, baseball with a bite. Threshers Baseball is back with a bite. Don't miss the Threshers Little Anglers Kids Club this summer. Presented by BayCare Kids, Little Angler Kids Club members receive a ticket and kids meal for every Threshers Thursday night game at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater. Catch the minor league prospects for the Phillies all summer and take advantage of the Little Anglers Kids Club perks like Thursday night tickets, meals, and an exclusive t-shirt and hat combo. Check out ThreshersBaseball.com for more Kids Club information and to register. Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays are back at beautiful BayCare Ballpark. Games in Clearwater starts at just $1 for berm tickets. Also enjoy other Dollar Tuesday favorites like Dollar Hot Dogs, popcorn, sodas, and 12-ounce draft beers. Threshers game time is 6:30 on Dollar Tuesdays at BayCare Ballpark. Check out threshersbaseball.com for the schedule and more information. Watch Phillies prospects take the field all summer. threshersbaseball.com. Baseball with a bite.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays are back at beautiful Bay Care Ballpark. Admission to Tuesday night Threshers games in Clearwater starts at just $1 for berm tickets. Also enjoy other Dollar Tuesday favorites like dollar hot dogs, popcorn, sodas, and 12-ounce draft beers. Threshers game time is 6:30 on Dollar Tuesdays at Bay Care Ballpark. Check out threshersbaseball.com for the schedule and more information. Watch Phillies prospects take the field all summer. threshersbaseball.com. Baseball with a bite. The Clearwater Threshers Silver Sharks Seniors Club at Bay Care Ballpark. Catch the action as the minor league prospects for the Phillies take the field. Silver Sharks receive a ticket and free parking to Wednesday's Thresher games, exclusive swag like a Silver Shark seat cushion, and a discount anytime to the team store. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the information you need to register for the Threshers Silver Sharks Seniors Club, presented by Bay Care, and meeting for Wednesday's Thresher games. Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays are back at beautiful Bay Care Ballpark. Admission to Tuesday night Threshers games in Clearwater starts at just $1 for berm tickets. Also enjoy other Dollar Tuesday favorites like dollar hot dogs, popcorn, sodas, and 12-ounce draft beers. Threshers game time is 6:30 on Dollar Tuesdays at Bay Care Ballpark. Check out threshersbaseball.com for the schedule and more information. Watch Phillies prospects take the field all summer. threshersbaseball.com. Baseball with a bite.
Connor Aikman with you at Clover Park in St. Lucie, Florida. I do apologize deeply for some technical difficulties we're having tonight here on the road. As Marcus Lee saying, swings and misses for the first out here in the top of the third. It's 4-2 St. Lucie, Florida. It's the last couple of nights. Trying to work through by myself some technical difficulties here at Clover Park. It's been very frustrating to be quite honest with you after everything was left in order last night. We come in today and things just don't want to work for us. And so far, things haven't worked on the field for the Threshers, who currently trail 4-2 here in the top of the third. They had a 2-0 lead at the end of half an inning. It was a 2-run first inning, a single by Odubel Herrera, and also an RBI single by Yadiel Sanchez that gave the visitors a 2-0 lead. The Mets came right back in the bottom of the first and scored 3. So again, I do apologize for the technical difficulties. We'll still try to work through them. But it is 4-2 St. Lucie here in the top of the third. on this Wednesday evening at Clover Park. Threshers trying to pick up win number one in 2022. Second of six this week between these two teams. Clearwater dropped the opener last night in shutout fashion, 6-0. Snap three. Had an infield singles first time up back in the first. It's way outside ball four. Zwahe draws a one-out walk. And hopefully you're able to hear me a little bit here at Clover Park as we try to get everything back up. Certainly do apologize for some of the issues we're having. Not sure what caused it. We still try to bring you this game here tonight on Wednesday night as the Threshers who come in at 0-4. For their first win, St. Lucie after that win last night, they are 3-1. Here's Adubo Herrera back on the rehab side of the Phillies. Game two for him. The left-handed hitter takes first pitch, cold strike, inning one. Two runs on three hits, no errors so far for the Threshers. Four runs on three hits, no errors to Kirk. Rare runs, as I mentioned, had that RBI double back in the first that gave Clearwater a 2-0 lead at the time. Check back on the runner at first. Bases umpire Chase Eubanks says he just got back in time. Have much of a pregame show for you with the issues we've been having audio-wise. Starting pitchers for Freshman's right-hander, Mike Ottenbrook, 6'4 right-hander out of Dearborn, Michigan, for St. Lucie out there. And so another right-hander, Dominic Campbell, is making his Florida State League debut. So with no wonder Herrera swinging most of that thing at two, getting a fastball back at 93 miles an hour. Campbell on the mound, spent last year the FCL rookie on the Mets. Pitched two games there, no record, no ERA, and three innings tossed, allowed nothing. Struck out seven to 23-year-old Chen Brown by the Mets in 2021. 0-2 to Herrera, fouled off into the screen, going to do it again. So it's 4-2 Threshers here in the top of the third. Again, working through some major technical issues here. Game two of the series, the Threshers will be even it up. The second of six that takes us into Easter Sunday afternoon here at Clover Park. Beautiful afternoon again. 78 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Zwahe at first. One out, here's the 0-2 Herrera way outside. One and two on Herrera. Campbell taking a long look into his catcher Osborne. Right-hander comes set and delivered. So no one down, straight back in the screen. The offense is one. Pressure shut out last night 6-0 and dropped to 0-4 on the year. St. Lucie in first place in the East Division at 3-1. Still very early, of course. In his 2022 campaign. 1-2 still on Herrera. Here it comes. That one just is inside and low. Now it's two balls and two strikes. Pressure's down a couple here in the third. They got off to a great start back in the first. Only trailing 4-2, there's a swing and miss by Herrera. Throw down second to try and get Zwahe, who was off and running. He's in there safely with stolen base. But there's Tao Yu Lee, the Threshers shortstop, with two outs and a runner at second. Thresher's lineup, since we've had some issues and haven't been able to give it to you, is Wahe Herrera Lee, Sanchez, Wingrove, Girion, Reyes, Mignetti, Lee Sang, on through 9 for Clearwall. So Wahe playing second, Herrera's in center, and it's rehab assignment. Hao-Yu Lee at the plate, who plays short. Maria Sanchez is up right, Rickson Wingrove is at first, Anthony Girion's doing the catching, Felipe Reyes the DHing. Fraylin Mignetti at third, and Marcus Lee Sang left. There's a swing and a line drive over the head of the shortstop, Newton, in the left field. Here comes Lazuahe from third. He will score on an RBI single by Hao-Yu Lee, and the Threshers make it a 4-3 game. Back in fourth we go here. Third and it's 4-3 St. Lucie now. Yadiel Sanchez, the cleanup hitter for Clearwater, steps in and takes ball one high and away from Sanchez. Had an RBI single himself back in the first. 4-3 St. Lucie here at the bottom of the third. Runner at first for Clearwater, two away. One over Sanchez, one of them lifted high in the air, right field, not deep at all. Coming in, the right fielder going out. The second baseman, Burbisi, and now coming in is the first baseman as well. They almost collide. Second baseman, Burbisi, and makes the catch. They get one back, though. Bottom of the third, it's St. Lucie 4, Clearwater 3. Micah Ottenbright goes back to the mound for Clearwater here in the bottom of the third. Threshers trail St. Lucie 4-3. Connor Aikman with you again. Very, very sorry for the technical difficulties we're having. Still trying to work through them all. Trying to be on the air at the same time. Ball on high. Stanley Casaguerra. 2-3-4 hitters do it for the Mets here. In the third. Ottenbright's going to make high inside. It's 2-0. It's grounded fair down the third base side. Just fair rule there by the umpire Austin Snow. A little late, goes down towards the left field corner, pulling in a second easily. Lead off doubles. Back down the game so far for both teams. Back and forth we go. Already 4-3 here. Bottom third. And Threshers manager Arnie Malloy is out to have a chat with Austin Snow, the home plate umpire who made that bear call. is very close. Third baseman Mignetti certainly didn't think so. But it was real fair and went down the left field line. It's a runner at second with nobody out for Justin Guerrero. Guerrero walked his first time. First one from Ottenbright. Way high, had a duck out of the way. Ottenbright, a 6'4 right hander out of Dearborn, Michigan. Only 18 years old. He was drafted in the fourth round by the Philadelphia Phillies. In fact, he was the 114th overall pick of last year's draft. He's coming off to the right side. And playing a 1-1. That's a team. Definitely Brooklyn Phillies last year. One and one on Guerrero. Here it comes, fastball outside. It's 2-1. Again, Connor Aikman with you at Clover Park, working through some serious technical issues that is very frustrating. I'm sure it's more frustrating for me than it is for you, but I certainly appreciate this ticket way outside, and it's 3 balls and a strike. Pressure is looking for win number one. They trail by a run here in the bottom of the third. A 3-1 swung and popped up right side. And a drift fell into the stands. Three and two now on Guerrero. Lineup coming up for the Mets, trying to add to this 4-3 lead. Both teams with 4 hits already in the bottom of the third. There is some throwing going on in the Clearwater bullpen. 3-2 popped up on the infield. This time it's going to stay in play. Right by the second base bag, it's the shortstop Lee calling everyone off, and he makes the catch. One away, runner holds at second. One out and one on. Here's Sherbin Newton, a left-handed hitter, the shortstop and cleanup hitter for St. Lucie. First 1-2-1, swung and grounded on a couple hops, foul at the first base coaching box. Newton grounded out his first time. 4-3 St. Lucie in the bottom of the third. Connor Aikman with you at Clover Park. Game 2 of 6 this week. And again, not sure what exactly is going on, but we're having some terrible technical issues. Here on the audio side, the 0-1 foul off the left side this time, and it's now only a 2. Game 3 tomorrow at 6:10. Hope to be with you at 6 o'clock. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, all at 6:10. A high noon first pitch to wrap up this 6-game set in St. Lucie. On right ahead, Newton 0-2 delivers it. Swing and a miss and struck him out. Big second out there.
Number 10, Carlos
Jimenez. That's his first game. Now there's 2. Two outs, runner at second for Carlos Dominguez. His 3-run home run back in the first is certainly put looming large here as he shoots that one high in the air left center field. This time it's going to stay in the ballpark, drifting over Herrera, the center fielder. A couple steps to his right makes the catch.
Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays are back at beautiful BayCare Ballpark. Admission to Tuesday night Threshers games in Clearwater starts at just $1 for berm tickets. Also enjoy other Dollar Tuesday favorites like dollar hot dogs, popcorn, sodas, and 12-ounce draft beers. Threshers game time is 6:30 on Dollar Tuesdays at BayCare Ballpark. Check out threshersbaseball.com for the schedule and more information. Watch Phillies prospects take the field all summer. threshersbaseball.com. Baseball with a bite.
Ricks and Wingrove will lead off the top of the fourth for the Clearwater Threshers here. Clearwater down a run. Rick back with you. Clover Park again experienced some serious technical difficulties here so far tonight. Still trying to work through them. Still trying to work through them. And I do apologize for that. Wingrove takes the ball too low. It's 2-0 on him. He grounded into a double play. It's been a long time up. So far, our game 2 of 6 this week. Threshers down 4-3 in the fourth to a foul off at the plate. That's the right-hander Dominic Campbell. He's making his Florida State lead debut back out there. Hopefully getting the work. Threshers got 2 in the first, added 1 more in the third. 2-1 to Wingrove. He's down and in, and it's 3-1. Left-handed hitting Australian, like first base tonight for Clearwater. The 3-1. Check swing, did he go? No. Ball 4, Wingrove draws the walk to lead off the fourth. Get off front of a board here. On the top of the fourth, pressure's down. All right, just a run. Here's Anthony Curie on the catcher for the second time. Struck out his first time. Fouls the first one straight back, and it's nothing but one. 7-3 as there's a swing and a miss by Reyes, and they throw down by the catcher looking for the strikeout is in time and 1-1. Reyes now 0-4 tonight. Appreciate you tuning in to the Clearwater Threshers Broadcasting Network presented by Chatsburg Winery. Connor Aikman with you, game 2 of 6 in St. Lucie. Threshers were shut out last night 6-0. They trail 7-3 here in the 8th. First one getting taken for a cold strike at the knees on the fastball moving at 1. Franklin Sanchez on the mound for St. Lucie, their third pitcher of the night. Franklin gets on top of that one and pumps it in again. It's 0-2. Really not sure what happened to our system here. St. Lucie, we were up and running last night just fine, and then today it's decided to give us some problems. And again, I do apologize. I'm trying to work through the night and into tomorrow to get these fixed and back up sounding normal tomorrow for another 6-10 first pitch. 6-10 Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, and Easter Sunday a new first pitch between these 2 teams. Threshers still looking for win number 1. And they are 6 outs, make it 5 outs away now from dropping to 0-5 on the year. 1-2 on Mignetti with 1 out of the bases empty. 3 runs on 10 hits, 1 error. For the Threshers, they're actually out hitting. Safely say they're just spamming this by Mignetti. With 0-2 on the game.
Number 6,
Marcus Lee Sang. Space is empty for Marcus Lee Sang, the number 9 hitter tonight for Clearwater. He has a couple of hits, singled in the 4, singled in the 6 as well. Takes first pitch, ball 1 there. Pressure's actually had a 2-0 lead in the top of the 1st, but have not led since. Although Lee Sang's going to crush down the far right side and out of play. And it's 1-1. Righty and lefty matchup here as Lee Sang bats from the left side. 1-1 on the way from Sanchez. Goes to the backstop, ball 2. Sanchez, the righty looks in and comes home with it. Swing and line down the left side. That's getting it down for extra bases and roll towards the corner near the 330 sign. Running first and speeding around there is Lee Sang. Diving head first into second safely. Up to the out double. That's his third hit of the night. We'll go back to the top of the lineup now for the Clearwater Threshers. Since Wahe will be the hitter. He's reached base a couple of times, singled in the 1st, walked in the 3rd, struck out his last 2 times though. Threshers trailing 7-3 in the 8th, down to the final 4 outs. In danger of dropping to 0-5 on the year. Sanchez comes over the 1st one, Wahe way outside. Sanchez on the mound, a 6'6 right-hander out of the Dominican Republic, making his 2022 debut. Second stint with the St. Lucie Mets. Spent some time with the FCL Mets and then St. Lucie here last year. He was undrafted free agent in 2019. It's 2-0 now with Wahe. All the way. Fastball just missed a little outside. Some heat on that one. 97 miles an hour. From Sanchez there. Again, the Threshers are out hitting the Mets 11-8, but the trail in the part of the scoreboard that really matters. They're down 7-3. Is that way outside? A 4-pitch walk. Two is Wahe, and the Threshers have two on the two outs here, trailing by four in the eighth. There's our first and second and two gone. Mound is it here? It's Victor Ramos, the pitching coach for St. Lucie, out there on the chat with his catcher and his pitcher Sanchez. And off the post, respectively. Nobody warming in either bullpen on this Wednesday night in St. Lucie, Florida, on the East Coast. Second to sixth. Pressure's 1-0 trip here. St. Lucie will come to Clearwater in early August. All right, we're with you again. Appreciate you sticking with us. Through some technical difficulties, doing our best to fix those. It's been a struggle, though. Just as it's been on the field tonight for the Threshers. The first one on the way here to Hugo Herrera, and he chops it on one big hop to short, grabbing it as Newton and flipping it first in time. Yeah. Oh.7-3 St. Lucie here as we go to the bottom of the eighth at Clover Park in St. Lucie, Florida. Connor Aikman with you, experiencing some technical difficulties all night. Appreciate you sticking with us through those, and we hope to have those fixed and ready to go for tomorrow night's 6-10 first pitch. Threshers down by a handful here, and Buddy Hayward will head to the mound, the fourth pitcher of the night for Clearwater, trying to keep it. The four-run deficit. Ottenberg got the start. And it was Gabriel Yanez, Malik Benz, and now Buddy Hayward, the right-hander. First one on the way to the Los Santos swing and a miss at the fastball, 94 miles an hour. And it's nothing a one. Six out of eight hitters due up full with the Mets. Los Santos takes that one high. He gets 1-for-3 tonight with a double. Buddy Hayward, 6'6 right-hander out of Plantation, Florida. 1-1. Swing and miss, pull the fastball by him again. Non-drafted free agent signing with the Philadelphia Phillies in June of 2020. Been on a couple times already for the Threshers this season. 1-2, strike three called. Fastball, and he's at 96 for Hayward. One away.
Number 24, first baseman, Raul Garcia.
Bases empty for Raul Garcia.
It's 0 for 3 tonight. Hayward's first one to him on the way. Swing and miss at the off-speed pitch that time. Went from 96 to 84. And out in front, and it's nothing to one. Pressure's in danger of dropping 0-5 and again this 2022 campaign. 0-1. Way outside. Elsewhere around the Florida State lead. Palm Beach leading Daytona 3-2 in the bottom of the seventh in Palm Beach. Not far from here. Dunedin and Tampa in a game 1-4-3. Tarpons on top in the bottom of the sixth currently. That one's fouled off down the right side. Giving it a look though is Sanchez and it's screened. For the Ohio season, the opposite of the Threshers, they're on the feet. They lead Jupiter 6-4 in the fifth. Threshers the only winless team so far in the Florida State League. 1-2-1 Barra, Marcieta. Here it comes. From Hayward, chop foul on the third base side. Threshers back in action tomorrow night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night for a 12-noon series finale on Sunday, Easter Sunday. All 6-10 first pitches, the exception of Sunday at noon. 1-2 again. Swing and a miss, had him out in front of the off-speed pitch here, and the Freitas applies the tag. Back-to-back strikeouts. Two outs and the bases are empty for Cesar Burbesi. Swing away at the first one, 1,000 off to the left side. Nothing on one. He's walked twice tonight. He's also grounded out. Pressure's 7-3 in the bottom of the eighth. Have their work cut out for them in the home half of the ninth. Down to their final three outs. That one misses outside from Hayward. That's 1-1. Again, I'll keep apologizing for the technical difficulties. Not sure what's going on here at the ballpark tonight. But we're trying to work through it. This one's chopped in front of the plate. Does it stay fair? No. It's 1-2. We'll be back in the running for you tomorrow night, beginning at 6 o'clock here on the Threshers Broadcasting Network, presented by Chatsworth Winery. Chatsworth Winery, by the way, since 1982, has been dedicated to winemaking for the greater Philadelphia area. Current residents of Pennsylvania, Delaware, New Jersey, and Maryland can find their wine and sangria at local retail locations, but for those of you who live outside of those locations, you can purchase their wine and sangria through libdiv.com, libdiv.com. Chatsworth Winery believes wine is not a one-size-fits-all proposition and that style preference does not define or diminish a person's overall love of wine. So be sure to check out Chatsworth Winery and purchase their wine and sangria through libdiv.com. Full count now. Officer Czar Burbesi, and here comes from Hayward. It's lifted in the air, pretty deep, left field. Back goes Lee Sang. He's at the warning track at the wall, and it is gone. And sure, and smiling with the St. Lucie Mets, and so they're going up by Czar Burbesi. Opposite field of it, lift it up and out to left. And now it's 8-3 St. Lucie. Here's the number 9 hitter, the catcher, Drake Osborne. First one to him, fastball low. Born had an RBI ground up back in the third. No swing on and crushed high in the air to left. No doubt about that one. It's gone. Leaves the ballpark. Back to back home runs. This one by Osborne.
Mets are running away with it if they haven't already. It's 9-3 St. Lucie.
After back-to-back strikeouts by Hayward, he gives up back-to-back solo homers, and now it's 9-3 for the home team here in the bottom of the eighth. Back to the top of the lineup, Alex Ramirez stepping in for the fifth time. Takes first pitch all outside. Ramirez has three runs batted in. He has also has three hits and a line drive in and out of the glove of the third baseman Mignetti. Down the line it goes towards the left field corner. Pulling in the second is Ramirez. Smoked off the bat. Ramirez. Mignetti certainly had a chance at it, but it was hit very hard, kind of coming off guard a little bit and right by him in the left field. Three straight hits after back-to-back strikeouts and pitching coach for Clearwater McDeas is coming out to chat with Dave Ramirez. Well, start balls. At second with two outs, two runs home in the inning on back-to-back homers. Here's Stanley Casaguera. Yeah, that was back in the third. Hayward struck out the first two hitters, but has been hit very hard the next three hitters. Delivers that one off spin pitch down low for ball one. So Threshers now in their largest deficit of the evening. They trail by sixth. 1-0. So I'm going to look down on the third base side. The team's now with 11 hits. 3 runs on 11 hits, 1 error for Clearwater. 9 runs on 11 hits, 1 error for St. Lucie. That one misses again, and it's two balls and a strike. Casaguera. Hayward, the fourth pitcher of the night for Clearwater after Ottenbright, Ganez, Vins, and now righty Hayward. 6-6 right-hander with a runner at second and two gone here in the bottom of the eighth. 2-1 misses. Brought the heat. The fastball and he missed inside. It's three balls and a strike. Mets have been in control for the majority of this game again, although the Threshers did get off to a great start in the first, leading 2-0. This one's popped a mile high on the infield, tracking at the catcher of Tour de France, calling everybody up near the bullpen, or near the dugout, I should say. Makes the catch, and the Mets are finished. They get 2-0 on back-to-back home. They've added a couple more as we go to the ninth. Threshers down to their final outs. It's 9-3 St. Lucie. Back for the finish at home on the Threshers Broadcasting Network, presented by Chatsworth Winery. 9-3 St. Lucie. We move to the ninth. Clearwater down to their final three outs at Clover Park. Connor Aikman with you. Do apologize for the technical difficulties this evening. All throughout the evening, we've been in and out. And again, I am sorry about that. I'm working on that as we speak, and we'll try to get to bed for tomorrow. It's been all Mets tonight. Again, in game two, after that 6-0 shutout of the Threshers last night, they've been in control here again tonight, leading 9-3. It's now running in two on How You Lee, who leads it off for Clearwater here in the ninth. It'll be How You Lee, Adiel Sanchez, Ricks, and Wingrove, the scheduled hitters against Franklin Sanchez, who goes back to the mound. Non-save opportunity, or non-save situation, I should say, here, with his team up by a touchdown. Go 2-1. Lee, here it comes, and it's moving in line to the left, but right to the left fielder, Casadero, and doesn't move it all, makes the catch one way. Daniel Sanchez, one out of the base is empty. There's a couple of hits tonight. Actually got the Threshers off to a good start in the first inning with an RBI single to make it 2-0. Threshers haven't led since, though. First one to him here, down and then down inside. The ball one. Righty on lefty matchup here with the one out of the bases empty. One from Sanchez, fastball away. Excuse me, called a strike on the under portion, and it's 1-1. Franklin Sanchez, the third pitcher of the night for St. Lucie, following Dominic Campbell and Grant Hartwig. 1-1. Scoring the line in the right field, base hit. And Sanchez gets aboard with one out here in the ninth.
Number 52, first baseman, Mercy Grove.
One out and one on. Manager for St. Lucie, Robbie Robinson, has just come out of the dugout. And he's going to make it. So, despite having a 6-run lead with one out here in the ninth, Robbie Robinson's going to bring in a new next pitcher and be back at home. The Mets on top 9-3. It's a good part. This is broadcasting number presented by Jets for Fire. Nine-3 St. Lucie on top here. One out of the top of the ninth. Threshers down to their last couple of outs. St. Lucie has just made a pitching change and brought on their fourth pitcher of the evening. It's Miguel Alfonseca to face Ricks and Wingrove with Sanchez at first and one away. Threshers down by 6. First one to Wingrove is taken outside on the fastball for ball 1.
Miguel Fonseca, 6-foot right-hander of the Dominican Republic, signed with the Mets back in 2019 as an undrafted free agent. Wingrove takes that one low, and it's 2-0. Wingrove tonight has walked a couple of times, also grounded into a double play and struck out. 2-0 on a beer. Connor Aikman back with you at Clover Park. Deepest apologies for the technical difficulties this evening. We're working through them, and we'll have it ready to go for tomorrow night's 6-day first pitch. If that one misses inside, and Wingrove's ahead 3-0. First baseman from Newcastle, Australia, left-handed hitter. 3-0. Fastball called strike in the 3-1. Wingrove taken all the way there. Threshers led 2-0 in the top of the first, haven't led since. Now trail 9-3 here at the ninth. That one's going to crush in the center field. That's going to get down for a base hit in front of the center fielder Ramirez. And the Threshers have 2-1 with 1 out. Back-to-back singles by Sanchez and Wingrove. Arturo De Freitas, he came in this game about halfway through for the original starting catcher, Anthony Kirion. We'll get a chance with two runners aboard and 1 out. Same two teams, same time, same place tomorrow. 6-10 first pitch in game 3 of this 6-game set. Threshers in danger and are 2 outs away from dropping the first two and also dropping their first 5 games of the year. Freitas waiting on the first one from Paul Fonseca. Here it comes. Way outside for ball one. Sanchez at second, Wingrove at first with one away in the top of the ninth. Threshers down 9-3. Fastball to the fourth strike in this game. One for Mal Fonseca. Fastball again, almost in the same spot on the strike in 2-2. On Arturo De Freitas, who does have a home leg this year, he's hitting .273 so far. For clear water. The 1-2. Swing drive, foul, straight back. And we'll do it again. Off the ninth in St. Lucie, 77 degrees. There is supposed to be rain in the area tomorrow and Friday, so we'll keep an eye on that. Scheduled for 6-10 first pitches both of those days. The 1-2. Outside. It's 2-2. Pressure's trying to rally with 1 out. They trail by 6. They have their final 2 outs. 2-2 to DeFreitas. Swinging a missing strike. Come out. 3-5. So 2 outs now, 2 on. And the last chance for Clearwater will be Felix Reyes, the DH. He is 0-for-4 today with 3 strikeouts. The first one to him on the way. Breaking the pitch at the knees, called a strike. He's one here for Mel Fonseca, and it's nothing and one. Oh, one Reyes. Reyes popped out in the second, but has struck out his last 3 at-bats. Very tall right-handed hitter, trying to keep this game going. Runners at first and second. The 1-1 to Reyes. Swing and a foul tip that got a piece of the catcher. Osborne is trying to shake it off. The Hollywood umpire will hand deliver a ball off to the mound to give him some time to recover from that one as the athletic training staff comes and checks on. Trey Osborne.
Got his left leg. Trying to shake off the stand. Pressure is down to their final strike now. 1-2 on the Reyes. Ball and two strikes, two outs, and 2-1. Fonseca delivers it, and it's swung and popped up. In the press box. Ricochets down to the crowd. One and two, we'll do it again. Reyes waiting on it, and here it is. Swing and a miss, he's stuck out, and it's all over. St. Lucie has taken the first two games of the series by a final of 8-3. High fives and handshakes of the whole team in order. One on the year, they take the first two. We'll come back in 30 seconds, wrap it up, give you the final numbers, get you set up tomorrow's broadcast as well. Pressures all 9-3. Back at home for St. Lucie's Water Pressures Broadcast Network, presented by Jets. Pressures have dropped the first two games of the series as they lose tonight 9-3 by final numbers. Clear Water, 3 runs on 13 hits, 1 error. Clear Water, for St. Lucie, rather 9 runs on 13 hits, 1 error, 20 hits, 1 hits. Ranch Hartberry lost, goes to the pressure starter, Mike Hoffman, 38, 2 hours, 48 minutes, and running track 703 here. So the loss of pressures go to 0-5, St. Lucie to 4-1. Same two teams, same time, same place tomorrow at 6:10. We'll be on the air with you, hopefully sounding a lot better quality-wise. Again, we do apologize for the technical difficulties. 6 p.m. tomorrow, hope you join us then. Everyone makes the broadcast possible. I'm covering the second so long, and good night from Clover Park. Pressures drop the second game of the 6-game set, 9-3 on this Wednesday. And until next time, until tomorrow night, you have been listening to Clearwater Threshers Baseball on the Threshers Broadcasting Network, presented by Chatsford Winery.